T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for the Richmond Market Minute, and who else would we turn to for that than our friend Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Gary, good morning to you. Always love to hear you in the big chair, and this should be a really interesting day to watch stocks, Gary, because the U.S. markets is closed today. Oftentimes we would sort of take a breather on a market day like today because banks would be closed, stock market, bond market, so we won't see any movement, at least theoretically, in our markets and in interest rates. But we are in such a global market right now that I think today will be an interesting one to watch, Gary, because if you look at U.S. markets, the Standard & Poor's 500, the NASDAQ, had big weeks last week sitting at all-time record highs. Now, the Dow is just off of its record because it drifted a tiny bit lower on Friday. Otherwise, all three major indices would be there. So while we won't have trading in New York, you can look at futures, which trade literally around the globe constantly now. U.S. futures would indicate a higher opening if we were, in fact, trading. But, Gary, you have to look all the way on the other side of the world. And guess who had a huge market rally last night? China.
Wow.
And I know if you scroll through I'm looking at three different computer screens right now, and we track a variety of different news sources. Throughout the weekend, the bulk of the headlines had coronavirus items, you know, head counts, where they were, cruise ships, the whole thing. But if you look at what Chinese stocks have been doing, they had a huge sell-off right after their Lunar New Year, where their markets are closed for quite some time. They were down almost 8%. And now if you look with yesterday's or this morning's almost 2.5% rally in Shanghai, they have gotten back all of that losses. Now, they're nowhere near their all-time record highs. But certainly markets around the globe now have been discounting or looking through the coronavirus, as tragic as it is. They are looking to this global economy and saying that this too shall pass. And when we get through it, and ultimately human beings have a great way of doing that, that our global economy is going to come back, and it's going to come back probably bigger and probably stronger. Like any disaster, man-made or natural, we often find that productivity picks up because we want to make up for lost productivity. We want to make up for lost sales. And more often than not, that momentum carries us forward. So we're certainly seeing that around the globe, Gary, and I think we're going to see that in the rest of the week this week. I can't wait to see our headlines a little bit later in the week. We're going to get PPI, that's producer price inflation metrics. That has been very subdued of late. I don't think we're going to see that get away from us, but that's going to allow the Fed to stay on the sidelines. Then we're going to see our housing start numbers, our building permits numbers. We'll get initial jobless claims a little bit later. And frankly, I'm expecting pretty decent numbers in all of those. And if we get that, there's no reason that our economy, Gary, can't continue to chug along. And a good economy sets the base for good earnings in corporate America. And with good earnings reflected in corporate America, we see higher stock prices. Will we have a pullback? You and I talk about this often from these record levels. Absolutely, we will. But are all the underpinnings still there for a very strong economy? Certainly looks like it to me, and I can't wait to talk about it more throughout the week.
It's going to be a fascinating week to watch, and you're right. This is not your normal holiday approach, is it? It really is going to be fascinating. And, yes, breaking news, stocks go up and stocks go down.
Yep. Thanks for the tip. Hey, you can quote me on that.
That's right.
Here.
Okay, Mike.
I know you do regularly.
Thank you very much. As always, good talking to you.
All right, man. Be well.
Yep, you too. That's Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.